person's traveling, and he wants to eat bread, and he doesn't have any water available. So one of the halachas, the person who's traveling, he wants to eat bread, he doesn't have water. So the same way we said yesterday in regards to Tfilas HaDerech, the Gemara says the same halacha applies to water for washing for a Suda. If he knows that in the distance of travel, another 72 minutes ahead, he'll be able to find water, he has to wait, and he cannot eat. He cannot eat till he gets to that place 72 minutes ahead, and he finds water there to wash. If he has to go back to find water, he's equipped to go back the 18 minutes worth of travel backwards out of his way to find water to be able to wash his hands before he eats bread. If that's not available, he has no water available, not in the ahead, not behind, or he's not sure there's going to be water ahead or behind. So then there's a special halacha, there's a kula chazal said, if you wrap your hands in a cloth or gloves, something so your hands are not touching the bread, you're allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to use that kula if you do not have this water available in the distance. Let's say a person has a situation where he has he has water, doesn't have a cup, doesn't have a cup to wash with. So in order to wash, you need a cup. So some people have heard there's an idea, but if you turn the water on and off, it's like taking it out of a, it's acceptable. That only applies if you're doing it from a kli. That's called you're washing from a kli each time you let a little bit of water out from the kli. So if you'd have a big barrel with a spigot in it and there's water inside, you'd open and close the spigot, that'd be fine. However, the Mishabura comes out that if you're talking about you have something which is part of the plumbing of which attached to the ground, does not have a loch of a kli, you cannot use that. That's not an eitzah in order to wash the taking from you. You have to find some type of a kli to wash. Question which comes up is that the only place he has to wash is in the bathroom. So a person, you can take water out of the bathroom and wash outside. Take a cup, go outside and wash. Let's say he's on a train where he can't just go out in the middle of the aisle there and start pouring water on the ground. He's in the middle of a plane, he's on a bus, and he wants to wash. Are you allowed to wash inside of the bathroom? And then, so what's the halacha on that? So the halacha is, but you have in that situation, many persons say you may wash in the bathroom, make sure your hands stay wet, walk out of the bathroom, say the bracha, and then dry your hands. So that obviously you cannot say the bracha inside of the bathroom, but you could wash your hands in the bathroom, walk out, and then say the bracha, and then dry your hands. And that would be an acceptable way to wash your hands if you don't have an option of taking the water out. Everybody should have a good morning.